Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Revamp your spare room, or perhaps you want to try and create a spare bedroom. Home Squad are here to advise you this afternoon. Jenny Sheehan, who is the co-host of Rip It Up, the Renovations podcast, and Jenny Butler, interior architect and designer, design director of Jennifer Ann Interiors, both with us in studio. Good afternoon. Right, creating a spare room. Where do we start?
I would always say, do you want guests? Do you want guests in your house?
Because I get rid of them. Like an Airbnb.
I feel like everyone starts with, well, obviously I need a bed and how do I design around
the
bed?
You feel you want a spare room.
It's fine. It's okay. But I would just encourage people to think about whether they do want a guest or not. If you love having guests, then, you know, how do you make that as easy as possible? Because I do, but I have a pull-out bed and that's a whole, you know, organisation thing in itself. So
you don't have a spare room as such, do you? No, it coexists, doesn't it?
I have a home office. Well, that's what it's primarily used for. And then I have a sofa bed in that home office. And then I have a piano in that home office. And I have loads of stuff. It's my favourite room in the house, I think, because it's so hardworking.
It's a multi-purpose room.
Yeah. It's a playroom. And it's everything. But I would just encourage you to think about what's it being used for most of the time. And then if you do want guests, is that going to be infrequent? In which case, you know, think about making your bedding as inobtrusive as possible. Or if you want them over all the time, make it super easy. Get a Murphy bed. That's about as easy as you can get.
Which is that again? That's the...
The wall beds where they pull down from the wall. I'm obsessed with
really?
Murphy beds. Yeah, I love them.
So don't design the spare room, Jennifer, around a couple of nights a year then.
Yes, I actually, when I do any client design consultations and they're giving me the tour of the house or they're saying, and you know, we want to have this many bedrooms, blah, 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 I always say to them, okay, well, just take a step back now for a minute. Do both of you work from home, for instance? Do you like to work out at home? You know, are the family coming to visit? And actually, if you really think about it, if someone says, oh, I have guests staying all the time, I'll go, okay, well, are they staying once a month? Because if you think about it, that is actually quite a lot having guests, and that might only be 24 days a year. So I'll go, well, are you willing to sacrifice a whole guest room to 24 days a year when that room can be working really hard for something else that other 320 days of the year? So to me, I feel the guest bedroom, a designated guest room, is a little bit outdated unless you've got about 8 bedrooms in the house. I quite like doing what Jenny said and creating a multi-purpose room that maybe has a trundle bed or a Murphy bed. Trundle beds are really, really handy as well.
What are they?
So it's like a single bed, right, that goes up against the wall. But instead of having a headboard or a bed frame with a base and a top, it also has a side panel. And then another single mattress goes in underneath. So if you're having someone to stay, but you don't necessarily have the space to give over to a double bed, you can have a single, or you can pull out the single underneath it and then it turns into a double bed. So I find even for like small kids and stuff like that, it's quite handy. So it just means it's just not taking over the room, essentially.
Yeah, so you're not actually losing the room to a single bed.
Yeah.
It can be the walk-in wardrobe / gym / office /
music room,
jump room.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything else in between. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listeners want us to talk about the kind of neater solutions for the home office / guest bedroom. So that bed you talked about, the Murphy bed, can that double up as a desk workspace?
Yeah, and I love that, those wall beds. So the more modern ones these days, they just fold up flat against the wall. But on the back of them then, you can have shelves, you can have a desk to work on. And crucially, they're on these kind of hinged
hinges. Are they? Like, are you really putting two apples into that?
Yeah, they're because it's a full-blown mattress. So they are very sturdy. Yeah, they really are.
And do you have to take all your stuff, your work stuff down from
the... No, because they put the hinge that they use for the shelves that are on the back of them are swinging. So as you pull the bed down, the shelf just stays horizontal and swings down to the floor. So all your stuff just ends up underneath the bed, at the base of the bed.
Laundry solutions. Can you work that into the spare room too?
Yeah, I mean, what I've actually started doing is on the landing with people is creating like what we call like kind of a new kind of version of a hot press, which is the landing cupboard. And basically have the towels and bedding. But then what I've also done underneath, if we have the depth, so say in your kitchen, you know, the way now we pull out the bin, usually it's like two bins stacked back to back. You have your general waste in the front, recycling in the back. We do the same, but with a company called Hayfley that does them. You can do it with baskets. We have a lights basket and a darts basket that you pull out. So it just means for like really busy households, your washing is already separated before you even go downstairs.
What did you say that was really called? Handy.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah.
So Hayfley do them. Hayfley, which is a company in Wicklow. Loads of companies do them app. You can look them up on Amazon. But it's basically the same pull-out mechanism. But instead of having the two bins, it's like a blue basket and a white basket. And then one gets used for darks and one gets used for light. And you can take the baskets out or you can leave them stationary. But it just means that you're not getting to that whole rigmarole that I do where I'm opening up the basket, tossing it on the floor in the kitchen and I'm trying to separate everything like last minute. So it's just more of a time-saving exercise.
Yeah. Any advice on trying to make that laundry slash spare room more functional beyond the linen baskets?
For laundry, I think the key thing is just like, what do you need? So I think most people overlook that you actually need some kind of a workspace or a countertop or something like that when it comes to laundry. So I think the separating linen baskets is really, really helpful. But then have a countertop, I think, over those, because there's a lot of folding needs to be done and separating and putting things away and kind of putting things down. I think that gets overlooked a lot, which leaves you on your kitchen floor separating your dirty and your white and your whatever else. I think having some hangers, maybe something like a Sheila Made, they're called, which is, you know, the laundry hanging solutions that they come down from pulleys from the ceiling. So if you're dealing with really limited space, that could even go up over that countertop space and make that even neater. And then I think you know what I'm going to say here, Andrea. I would get a dehumidifier and put it in that room.
That's very true, actually.
Brilliant for drying clothes.
087 1400 106, WhatsApp number for your questions. Right, we'll get to some of those. We don't have any built-in storage in our box room. We currently do, though, have a single bed and there's loads of junk. So do I need to fork out on something to get something built in, or where can I get cheap storage or shelving solutions?
If the single bed, I'd love to know, is the single bed on a bed frame? What is the situation underneath that bed? Because one of the cheapest things that they can do for like €300 is get a new bed base with drawers, or get an ottoman bed base that they can then lift up, and you'd get a huge amount of storage into that. So at least that single bed is working hard for you. You can also get, has anyone seen those utilities now? One of my clients had one which I thought was brilliant. I personally now am desperate. I don't really iron anything unless it's an absolute
don't
must.
Don't
but there's some people that are like really regimented. And when you were saying, Jenny, about the countertop thing, some people will use the fold-out ironing board in the cupboard so that it also uses as a countertop. So it's multifunctional. So there's that option. But I'd be curious about the bed thing. If you get some storage underneath that bed.
Most fold-up couches pull out one way, and I need one that's going to fold out the other way. Any recommendations on where I might find one that's also stylish?
I know what you mean. So you're talking about, you're looking straight on at the couch and it pulls out, and then you've got, you're standing at the long end of the bed and you want one probably where you pull the couch kind of sideways and that is turned the long way. So I would look up a click-clack bed. Click-clack beds.
Right.
So that is where literally you've got a couch that's, you know, kind of like a bench couch almost, and you can decorate it as much as you want with cushions, etc. But if you're not sitting on it that much, it doesn't matter. And then literally the back of it just folds down flat. So
I'm looking
that
at
is
it here
probably
online,
the direction
yeah.
that you're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, so that'll kind of, it'll kind of work. You have to come around to see it in the screen. Yeah, so it'll basically fold down the opposite direction.
Exactly.
Might help that listener's issues. Are pull-out single beds any good? I have a spare room and older parents that I would like to be able to put up, but I don't really have the space for a double bed.
I think the trundle bed.
Give them your bed.
What you can also do, a lot of people actually worry about the comfort of a pull-out bed. Because, you know, the mattress isn't that quite thick. So I actually say to people, it's no harm to invest in a bed topper and put that onto it.
Simple enough solution, just
extra comfort. And like that, because you're not going to, you can't get the big, huge, like, you know, pocket sprung sort of really comfortable mattress. It's always going to be a really thin. So the pillow topper, the mattress topper, I always think is a really good
shout
for
there.
That.
Listener says, I'm very keen on the sound of the Murphy bed. Any recommendations for where I can buy them in Ireland and get to see them first? Are there Irish suppliers?
Yeah, try Wall Beds of Ireland. I've had a few interactions.
Is that
with those
a shop?
Before. Yeah, you'll find them online. They do a huge range back and forth. So start there, have a look, see if that suits you and talk to them.
That might be a way to work it. You know what's actually great for a lot of those kind of ideas? It's where I first spotted those storage inbuilt solutions, but that are actually like on a very accessible and very reasonable level. The Home Show. was actually a great idea to potter around and
the ideal home show on the RDS in October.
You get to see a lot of those ideas firsthand. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, Jenny Sheehan, Workers College and Social Media, co-host of Rip It Up, the Renovations podcast, and Jenny Butler, who is the design director of Jennifer Ann Interiors. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.